Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. The new film, Lemon Tree, begins with a song we'd all recognize. There's a lemon grove that comes between two neighbors, not just any neighbors. It morphs into an international referendum on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A middle-aged Palestinian widow lives on the edge of the West Bank, tending to her family business, the lemon grove she inherited from her father. But Israel's new defense minister and his wife have moved in right across the street. His security detail determines that the lemon trees pose a threat. They could give cover to terrorists planning an attack. So they order the trees cut down. This small, intractable battle soon consumes the media, both local and international.
From Oslo to Madrid, Salma Zidane's lemon grove is now a political issue.
This grove is used as a hiding place for Palestinian snipers. We'll compensate the lady for all her losses, but we don't have a choice in the matter.
The director of Lemon Tree is Eran Rickless, and he joins me now from Tel Aviv. Hello, Eran Rickless.
Hi, how are you?
It's a fictional movie, of course, but it's the kind of thing which has been taking place for a long time now, disputes over lemon and orange groves. The Palestinian woman is named Salma. What do those lemon trees mean to her?
Well, I think it means her livelihood, it means her history or family history, it means the connection with her father, it means her future. It means maybe, the kids that are not with her anymore. One is in Washington, the others are spread throughout the West Bank. I think it means pride. And I think once you touch a person's pride, you're in trouble, and that person fights back.
Now, Salma's loss is mirrored by what's going on inside the Israeli defense minister's own family. He and his wife, Mira, have moved into this new home right across the street, and all is not well in that marriage.
Well, I think from the moment I thought about this film, I figured it's really about, first of all, about loneliness and solitude of probably all the people involved, and perhaps, all the people that are kind of mixed in this chaotic piece of stretch of land here. And I thought, okay, if I have a woman on one side, which makes it already a kind of rich story, it would be interesting to put a woman on the other side and see how they can almost, mirror each other, and by focusing on each other, maybe open up hidden elements within themselves. Then, the man, Salma's husband is dead for 10 years already. He's just a picture on the wall. And Mira's husband is obviously the Minister of Defense, who's a strong figure, and yet he's somebody who's totally, disconnected with his own kind of psyche and his own kind of way of life. While Mira, I think, goes through a process of revelation, which is a good way to kind of make some progress in the film. So they're really somehow virtually connected, and then more than virtually connected, and yet, there's always this lemon grove between them.
Mm-hmm. At one point, Mira Navam, the Israeli defense minister's wife, says, "I wish I could be a better neighbor to her." And you hear a sort of echo you often hear in Israeli society, "I wish things could be better."
Absolutely. I think, being Israeli, for me, it's part of my existence. It always has been. I hope it will continue to be. I think the only issue is that, you have to go the extra mile in a way. And I think, the relationship that develops within the film is very realistic. I think there's a limit to what people will do in order to sort out this problem here in the Middle East. And we've seen it, for 60-odd years. We've seen it, as the defense minister says, 3,000 years. It's never resolved, it's never solved, and yet it's so close to being resolved, and everybody's so tired of the situation. So I think it's really about understanding that there are things beyond what you see. And I think Mira says at the beginning of the film, she says, "Look at this grove. It's so beautiful, isn't it?"
Mm-hmm.
And obviously behind this beauty, there are many secrets. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of mystery. And yet what's most important is that there's human pain. And human pain is often overlooked, as we know, everywhere in the world.
So we see the walls going up around the lemon grove, the watchtower. And Salma hires a young Palestinian lawyer named Ziad to fight her case all the way to the Israeli Supreme Court. And this partnership soon threatens to bloom into a romance. That, too, is really complicated for a widow in this culture. Why,
yes.
Why did you show something almost taboo?
Well, precisely for that. I think it was just there. I had to go for it. And in fact, when we wrote the script, the lawyer was much older. But when I cast Ali Suleiman, who's younger, And my co-writer, actually, Suha Raf, who's Palestinian, sort of said, no, come on, this is taboo, you know, that this cannot be. And I sort of said, oh, come on, you know, this happens everywhere. And I thought that brought a lot of energy and a lot of tension into the film, which, you know, I needed, and I think Salma needed, because I think beyond being a sort of martyr on her own behalf, she deserves love. You know, the fact that she's a Palestinian widow and there's a taboo surrounding her does not mean that her life is over. So I was actually rooting for her, and I was figuring that the audience will root for her, for, you know, she deserves this.
Salma cannot tend her lemon grove, and the lemon trees begin to die because it's behind these fences. That's hard symbolism to ignore. And I'm just wondering how Israeli audiences and Palestinian audiences have reacted to this film in which we see the trees wither.
Well, you know what, I'll start from the good news. I think audiences worldwide reacted beautifully to this film, and, you know, it was really a big hit everywhere it was shown. Not in Israel, though, because in Israel, I think the Israeli audience, in principle, had a hard time overcoming the one-liner, which says, you know, Palestinian woman goes to court against the Israeli Ministry of Defense. That was too hard to take. It seemed over-political, which it's not, in my mind. And I think people failed to understand that this is really a human story about a political situation and how people are affected by political decisions, and it's not a political film. Palestinians, difficult to say. I've met, you know, hundreds of them in film festivals. But, you know, in the West Bank, there's possibly, I guess, only one or two cinemas, so you can't really talk about a proper release there. But I think the film, you know, in terms of the Israeli-Palestinian debate, it's certainly a good kind of anchor, you know, for having that debate.
Eran Rickless is the director of Lemon Tree. The movie opened in New York City this weekend. A national release is coming next month. Eran Rickless, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Same here. Thank you.